That was Self Control from Frank Ocean's Blonde album. We are about to get started with episode 1 of Dear Savage, Life of a Woman. I am Savage herself, Savannah. Let's get started. Welcome one, welcome all to episode 1 of Dear Savage, Life of a Woman. It's your girl Savage here. We're going to be introducing your one, your only, Savannah, the original Savage of Dear Savage. I'm just basically your average 19-year-old with absolutely nothing to do. So I've made this podcast to talk to you all, as well as this being my own personal diary to rant about everything. But episode 1 is not going to be a rant, guys. We're simply just going to introduce myself. I am born on March 7th. I'm a Pisces, you guys. A Pisces is basically what I would describe myself if I had to write a bio. Pisces are spiritual. I feel really in tune with myself. I feel really close to and secure with who I am. Kind. I'm kind when I need to be kind, when I want to be. Intuitive. Yeah, I feel like I pick up on things really fast. An extrovert introvert is the complete definition of me. I feel like I have moments where I want to be out. I want to be outgoing. I want to be crazy. I want to go to parties. But then there's moments when I really just want to be alone. I don't want to talk to anybody at all. Considerate. I'm only considerate when I feel like the situation needs to be. I feel like in this world you can't necessarily just jump in and be all happy-go-lucky with people, because some people really have malicious intent for you out there in the world. Hopeless romantic is definitely a big one. I am completely hopeless romantic. I believe in the movie romantics. I believe in shit like The Notebook. I believe in that crazy shit like Titanic. I believe everybody has one true love and you will find it. Compassionate, yes. I feel like I can really empathize with everybody else. Why did I make this podcast? Like I told you, we're just gonna talk, man. I'm really just bullshitting around in my room at 11:34 on Friday, May 31st. And that's really all I can do right now, as I'm in the process of summer. I am waiting for school to start again. I'm waiting for these job applications to get back in. I just needed something to do. So, yeah. A couple of my favorite music artists are Frank Ocean, Summer Walker. I like Meg Thee Stallion so fucking much. J. Cole, DaBaby. My non-American music artists, like, I like K-pop a lot, so BTS, Red Velvet, Mamamoo, NCT. They're 127 Unit, of course. Really, that's it. I don't think this episode's gonna be very long unless I really go into a ramble today. I'm really thinking about it. I probably won't. I actually had a good conversation though before this, so I think we may go into a ramble. A friend I had a falling out with recently came back and he apologized for the way things went down. He's done a lot of self-growth. We've both done a lot of self-growth, and I feel like our friendship is going to be a lot better now that we both have realized that we needed to grow apart and come back together. And I really am glad that this friendship is going to work out. As for me rekindling my friendship with this girlfriend, I don't see that happening. She just isn't my type of cup of tea right now and where I want to be in life. So no spilled milk, you know? Her loss, really. No shade, but it's really her loss, because I'm really cool, guys. Like, people really sleep on me. Damn, I really have this all mapped out, and now I'm getting kind of shy talking to you guys. Isn't that crazy? What do I want to be when I grow up? I want to be a fashion designer. I don't know about owning my own brand, but I want to go under the alias Savage for some really good collaborations with other brands. I want to give a lot. I want to see people wearing my clothes, expressing myself the way I express myself. What is my go-to trend? Flames. I flames on anything. Really simple shit, old English font, really like vintage meets edgy thug and a hint of e-girl. I really feel like that's a good combination. I really feel like I do that well. If you're into that sort of retro, edgy American girl thing, you should really check out my Instagram at theylovesavvy with two Y's, S-A-V-Y-Y underscore. No caps on the they. You guys will really like it. I really try and put out the best content. Really, I just use the same filter on everything, but I really put the thought into my poses. I really want to get into more photo shoots after working with TM Jones on Instagram and Yar Yar. And my friend Tyrell actually introduced me to them, and I really like their work. They're really fun people. I definitely need to try and collaborate with them more. I really like that. And I really need to network myself better, because I feel like I'm meeting some really amazing people through all the wrong people. Like, the person that connects me with them is not so much interesting, but the people I meet are so much interesting. It's a lot harder to make conversation with people you meet through other people because they're not your people initially, which is really crazy. I have three tattoos. I have two rose tattoos, one on my rib cage, and the one's on my hip with a knife behind it, because I feel like beauty has its own sharp edge. Everything beautiful has a more dangerous edge to it, and I feel like that's me. Definitely, a lot of people underestimate me as a person. I will really just like it if people just stop trying to assume that I'm this weak, frail girl. Like, everybody has a limit, everybody has a breaking point that will turn them into something they're not. So let's just not assume we know people, you know? Shows I love. I'm obsessed with The Society right now. I love that show. I like Once Upon a Time. I watch a lot of K-dramas. Love Law & Order SVU, because all the other units are kind of boring. Oh shit, I play a lot of PC video games. I like Fallout, I like The Sims, I like me some Red Dead Redemption. What else kiddos? I like, I'm also writing in my bullet journal at the same time. I enjoy a great deal of MMORPGs, Black Desert, Monster Hunter World, Terra, Warframe, shit like that. I enjoy a lot. My favorite go-to songs right now, Self-Control by Frank Ocean that you heard earlier, definitely a go-to song, love it a lot. What else? Cash Shit by Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby. I've been really into DaBaby's shit. I feel like his lyrics are really hard and really witty. I've gotten into YG. I like his song In the Dark a lot. And then whenever I play it, my family gets like hype but weird at the same time. I really like that song. What else? Summer Walker's Wasted, Deep, Baby, Teyana Taylor. Never Would Have Made It. Three Way, Rose in Harlem. Not Disturb, Broken Hearted Girl. Gotten a little more into Lizzo. I'm still testing out her shit. favorite BTS songs at the moment, Make It Right, any of their like sort of airy songs, so like Airplane, NCT songs, I like Boss and Seventh Sense, Red Velvet, I like Bad Boy, DaBaby, my favorite song has to be Babysitter, J. Cole, I like the song he did with Miguel, Come Through and Chill. Tyler, the Creator's music, I enjoy Earthquake, because when Cardi comes on, the shit just hits really different when you're high. This podcast would hit really different if I was high, too. If I was with my friends, it would probably sound a lot more interesting. But alas, it's not. My best friends are Denicia, Peyton, and Aaron. I love them to death. Me, Denicia, and Aaron actually have my second tattoo all together. We all have ILY on our left ankle. I love you. That's three letters. There's three of us. Love them to death. Let's see. What else? I am single Pringle. Not really into the whole love life thing at the moment because, you know, guys ain't doing it for me. Nor ever will girls. I am straight as ever. That's really about it, guys. I didn't have a lot to tell you, like I said. I'm just really glad to just talk to you guys and really relieve myself at the end of the day. I feel like this is a good way to just relieve a lot of stress that I'd be having throughout life, that I'd be just rambling to a random audience who doesn't know me. And if you do know me, you know, fuck you, you shouldn't have found me here. I don't know why you're here, man. This is supposed to be a secret. A real secret, like, suck you. You shouldn't have came. But thank you anyway. I'm glad that you're listening, and I love you all so much. XOXO Savage. That was Earthquake by Tyler the Creator featuring Cardi. And I hope you enjoyed episode 1 of Dear Savage. Thanks for listening.